नाम रामायण, अरण्यकांड, नेम्स 39 एंड 40। गृध्राधिपसंसेवित राम पंचवटी तटसुस्थित राम गृध्राधिप। सो गृध्रा इज जटायु, वॉज अ वल्चर। गृध्राधिप संसेवित राम, ही वॉज सर्व्ड बाय राम। पंचवटी तट सुस्थित राम, एंड देन लॉर्ड राम रिजाइडेड एट पंचवटी। हियर राम्स जर्नी इन टू दंडक फॉरेस्ट इज फर्दर डिस्क्राइब। व्हेन एंटर द फॉरेस्ट ही हैड टू रीड इट ऑफ विराध, एंड देन ही वॉज ब्लेस्ड बाय द सेजेस। After Dushta Virada Vinashina Rama, then he blessed the sages and he was blessed by the sages. Sharbhanga Sudikshna Archita Rama, Agastyanugraha Vardhita Rama. And now, after that, his interaction with other beings in the forest is described. Grudhradipa Samsevita Rama. Grudhradipa. Grudhra is vulture, Adhipa is actually. Could say the one who is the overseer, or the he was not just ordinary vulture, he was a very powerful vulture. He was like the king of vultures in that area. Samsevita Rama. Lord Ram was served by him. So Jatayu was actually an old friend of Dashrath Maharaj. And as a friend of Dashrath Maharaj, Jatayu actually was had a paternal relationship with Ram, Lakshman, and Sita. So, just as if young people come to the house of an elder, at that time the elder becomes delighted. Oh, you come to my house, he wants to host them, and you're in my house, so I will take care of you. And in this case of house, it may also be a broader thing. Suppose some relative has come and some acquaintances come to our city, and they are staying in our city. And if they are right now unfamiliar with the things where they are in the city, and they ask us, we will tell them, and we may even go out of our way to help them. Okay, where do you find this thing? Where do you find this shop? Where do you find this particular amenity? And we will help them. So similarly, it was that similar sense of kinship and an offering of service was done by Jatayu. Krudradipa Samsevita Rama. That he served systematically. He welcomed them and he told them that, now you are in my forest. This is not in a possessive sense, but in a welcoming sense. That you are in my forest and I will be happy to do whatever I can for you. He'll help them find a proper place where they could have a hermitage. They could build their hut and there they could live. And he also told them something which would eventually turn out to be catastrophic for them, for him. He now Ram and Lakshman, their primary concern in the forest was they were themselves warriors and they knew how to take care of themselves in the forest. But they were concerned about Sita and her safety. So Ram, Jatayu, recognizing this concern which Ram had, he assured them that I will also protect Sita. If there is any danger for her, I'll be there to protect her. And later on, when Ravana tries to abduct Sita, at that time it is Jatayu who actually does the necessary thing by who actually tries his best to stop Ravana from abducting Sita, and he lays down his life, becoming a martyr in that process. Grudhradipa Samsevita Rama. They are welcomed and served by the best of the vultures. Actually, a vulture is not a particularly glorious creature, but the Lord is so inclusive that he sees all living beings as his parts. ममैवांशो जीवलोके जीवभूतः सनातनः ममैवांशो। And all living beings are my parts, and being my parts, they're all his. Yena bhutanya sheshani drakshasya atmanyatho mai. In 4.35, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that when one acquires knowledge, yad gyatva na punar moham evam yasasi pandava. When one gets knowledge properly, yad gyatva, having got this knowledge, na punar moham, one doesn't fall into illusion once again. Evam yena bhutanya sheshani drakshasya atmanyatho mai. One sees all living beings as connected with Krishna, as devoted to Krishna, and as meant for Krishna. So by seeing this, so this is how what the enlightened person's vision is. What then to speak of the person who is the source of all enlightenment, Krishna himself. He sees all living beings as his, and he accepted service from even the vulture. And panchatati tatasutsvita rama. Then as Ram was moving southward in search for a place where he could stay for the remaining part of his exile, so he came to Panchavati. Panchavati tata sustita Rama. So Panchavati is even now a place in the city of Nasik. There are said to be five. At that time when Lord Ram came, there were five Vatavrikshas, famous the past, especially in the areas which are not urban, there in such areas, actually there was a lot of the primary landmarks would be trees often. So especially some trees are huge or some trees are specific. Then have some specific characteristics, then they would become the distinguishing landmarks in that forest. And the whole forest would be named based on that landmark. That's what happened here. Panchavati tata sustita Rama. So Lord Ram found Panchavati to be a very pleasing place, an attractive place. And Sita also liked it. Lakshman also felt that it was not very insecure. Although the demons were there, the demons were still a little bit on the southern side. And there, at that particular place, the danger was less. So Lord Ram decided to reside there. And when Ram was in the forest at that time, he was, although from the material perspective, he was to be a king, and suddenly had been dispossessed and left penniless, but he delighted in the simple environment of the forest and the simplicity, the satisfaction of simple living among those who love and care for us and among those whom we love and care for. That is a sublime joy. So although externally their life continued to be austere in terms of they having to, nobody was there to serve them in the forest. Whatever they wanted, they could just ring a bell or give a command, and there would be hundreds of people who would run to at their beck and call to do whatever they wanted. Here, they had to do everything on their own in the forest. You know, every day, Ram and Lakshman would have to go and search for food. If they could stock food for some time, but still there would be the anxiety of any danger coming in forms of predators or even demons. So it was not exactly a secure existence, and certainly not a comfortable existence from a material perspective. But the real comfort comes not from our condition. The real comfort comes from our consciousness. So if our consciousness is misdirected, if our consciousness is craving for things, then even if we have lots of opulent things, lots of luxurious, comfortable things, still, if we will feel as if something is lacking in our life, we will look at the things that we don't have. We may have a row house and we think, I need a villa. We may have a villa and we think, I need a mansion. I need a palace. And that way, the contentment will never be ours. if we keep looking at what we don't have. No, so yes, physical things, physical assets provide some comfort, but that is primarily comfort for the body. And if there is dissatisfaction in the mind, then whatever comfort man may have at the body level, that comfort becomes not at all satisfying, because the mind is closer to us than the body, and the mind's perceptions, the mind's emotions, the mind's promptings influence us quite often more than the body. So satisfaction or comfort, they don't just result from having physically comfortable things. They depend on our consciousness. And if we always look for the positive and value what we have instead of glamorizing and craving for what we don't have, then with that disposition of the mind, we can be satisfied even amidst constrained circumstances. So Panchavati Tata Sustita Rama, Lord Ram became situated in Panchavati. And Sustita, well situated, comfortably situated, and he became in the association of Sita and Lakshman. They were all happy, although they were living in the austerity of an exile in the forest, being enriched by the simplicity and beauty of nature, and being enriched by their mutually rich relationships. They were happy even there.